Unfortunately, there is no magical age for potty training. However, children send subtle signals that they're ready as they reach certain developmental milestones. Once you know the physiological, motor, cognitive, verbal, and emotional social signs that your child is ready to learn to use the toilet, you'll be able to prepare mentally for this transition. Ages and stages. Children in the United States are generally potty trained between 21 and 36 months of age. Nearly one-third of children achieve daytime potty training by 24 months, and most achieve it by 36 months. On average, girls tend to master potty training 2 to 3 months earlier than boys. Remember, though, it's more important to focus on your child's developmental progress than on their age. After all, each child is different and will achieve potty training in their own time. There are benefits and drawbacks to both potty training early and waiting until later. While younger children, between 18 and 24 months, may not meet all the developmental milestones for potty training readiness, such as recognizing their body cues, they tend to be excited and motivated by praise from their caregivers. They're usually potty trained with less resistance than older children. On the other hand, children between 2 and 3 years of age tend to exhibit more developmental readiness, including understanding and recognizing body cues, but may have a healthy need for control and autonomy that makes potty training more difficult. Research suggests that children who are potty trained too early, before they're developmentally ready, are at higher risk for prolonged training and/or toileting problems. And potty training later than 42 months, 3.5 years old, can hinder a child's self-esteem and physiological development, including bladder and bowel control, as they grow older. Generally speaking, potty training works best when the child is ready to control much of the process, so it tends to be much easier and less stressful for everyone if you wait until your child is ready. After all, children learn best when they are taught something they genuinely want to learn, when they want to learn it. Potty training will go much more smoothly when your child is an eager partner in the process. Much of the pressure that comes from potty training stems from the notion that there is one specific age at which your child should be potty trained. Instead, your child's readiness for potty training will be dependent on your child's unique physiological, motor, cognitive, verbal, and emotional social development, and your own readiness. You'll want to ensure that your child has reached the necessary milestones before you start potty training. After all, being able to use the bathroom independently involves a complex set of motor, cognitive, verbal, and emotional skills. During this time, your child is learning all about their body and beginning to make the connection between their bodily sensations and appropriate responses. They must also visualize all of the steps involved in the potty process, including the fact that they need to go, and they must develop a plan on how they get to the restroom, sit on the potty and eliminate, and remain on the potty long enough to finish. In addition, your child will also be using their motor skills to walk to the potty, push down their pants, sit down, stand up, pull their pants up, flush the toilet, and wash their hands. They're also trying to understand your explanations, expectations, instructions, and reactions, while also expressing their own feelings about using the potty. It's a lot to manage all at once, which is why it is a skill that is dependent on pre-existing developmental milestones. Signs that your child is ready to start. As noted earlier, you need to be mindful of your child's developmental milestones prior to beginning the potty training process. Keep in mind, though, that your child does not need to demonstrate all of these signs in order to signal that they are ready. You can also be proactive by teaching your child some of these skills before starting to set them up for success. Physiological development. Before you begin potty training, make sure that your child demonstrates an awareness of the need to eliminate, either by grunting, hiding, squatting, or going red in the face. Look out for an absence of bowel movements at night, dry diapers for long periods of time, around 2 hours, urinating a lot at one time, and some regularity of bowel movements.